With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. A four-year fundraising effort to build an accessible play park in Liverpool has exceeded its goals. The Queen's Universally Designed Play Park Fundraising Committee set a goal of $450,000 when they launched the campaign in 2017. Chair Debbie J. Wombolt hasn't had a chance to compile the final total, but says the community has stepped up in a big way this summer, in particular the anonymous donor who came forward to match community donations.
And I was just so humbled and grateful for someone to say, I really want to help you. I want you guys to get across the finish line. And this is how I think we can do it. And I'm committed to helping you guys do it. And then when the community stepped up, I was flabbergasted. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
At the beginning of August, the group needed to raise $35,000 to reach their goal. The community pitched in, and with the help of the matching donations, the fundraisers took in almost $45,000, $10,000 more than they had hoped for. Another source of generosity came from the Frelick family, who asked that donations be made to the park in memory of Todd Frelick. The community isn't finished giving yet, as the Liverpool Tim Hortons will be donating the proceeds from the sale of their smile cookies to the play park. Now that the funding is secured, Wombolt is keen to get a final design approved.
The technology, even since our first talks with these companies, has changed. You know, it changes every year, and the standards and things change every year. So I'm super excited to see what they come up with. And now knowing we have a little bit more money to play with, it's really exciting.
Wombolt expects to issue tender requests shortly for a company to design and build the universally designed play park. The final design will need to meet 7 standards of universal design to ensure the park can be used by people of all ages and abilities. Wombolt says once that design is in place and the contractor hired, she expects the park, to be located next to Queen's Place, will be ready to use in spring of 2022. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.